student protesters have taken over the campus at Gallaudet University, a prestigious school for the deaf and hard of hearing. The blockade of the main entrance prompted school officials to cancel classes. Gallaudet student Megan Malskun, one of the protest leaders, says the standoff will continue until they get what they want.
If the administration meets our two demands, meaning that Jane Fernandez resigns and reopens the search process, and there are no reprisals for any of the students or faculty, then this will be resolved.
Jane Fernandez is the president-designate of the university, who is scheduled to take office in January. Protesters deny that they ever charged that Fernandez, who learned sign language in her 20s, is not, as some put it, deaf enough. But they do say that Gallaudet is more than a school. It is a symbol for what deaf people can achieve, and the president must be an advocate for all deaf people. The student protesters and many faculty members are angry that they were excluded from the selection process. Cheryl Wu is the faculty director of the school's counseling program.
It's the democracy, and we need to have input. We recognize that the Board of Trustees have authority. At the same time, this is a community, and we must have faith and input as well in the selection itself.
University officials have warned protesters that their actions are illegal and must stop. In a statement, Jane Fernandez refused to give in to protester demands, saying, "We live in a country that is governed by the rule of law, not anarchy." News reporter Burton Bolag, who has been following this story for the weekly newspaper Chronicle of Higher Education, sees no easy resolution.
The chair of the whole faculty told me yesterday that it was a case of a huge force pushing against an immovable object, and he said, you know, nobody knows where it's going to lead to.
For now, the stalemate continues as both sides consider their options, compromise or confrontation. Ryan Patton, VOA News, Washington.